Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, these three women won't go out on a date with you unless you take their barren behinds to a four-star restaurant. They say they walk away from simple coffee dates, not if a 25-year-old Chad Roan asks them out on one. Then they'll slum it with him at Starbucks. These women will end up all alone with cats, and they want to take as many other women with them as possible. Moving on, Trump hasn't even been put in the White House, and the patriarchy already got this woman. The ladies out there really need to stop with the pregnant trad thought fantasies. But if she really cared about attention to detail, she would be on her hands and knees scrubbing the floor with a wet rag. Carrie Smith here is trolling, but deep down she knows that society is collapsing, so she better get her trad thought act up and start fooling some gullible idiots. Number three, why is it that 62% of women search for ultra-violent corn? Is it because they want to be put in their place? Of course, women only fantasize about an attractive man taking advantage of them sexually. They'll submit to Chad Roan. And if he's violent, then odds are it means he's emotionally bonded to them. And that means he can be easily controlled. You know what this means, don't you? They wouldn't choose the bear after all. Up next, we have another candidate for Simp of the Year. This guy was photobombing his girlfriend for an entire month before proposing to her. He's definitely a simp. And I want to see that smile when she finally takes him to divorce court with baby Aiden in her hands. I also don't think I've ever seen a black man make a soy face before. On the bright side, at least he'll be watching Sandman videos after the divorce. Number five is another simp saying that we must change our relationship with masculinity to stop vulnerable men from turning into Andrew Tate. And this was said on International Men's Day. They have to keep reminding us that masculinity is toxic, even when it builds civilization for everyone else to enjoy. Apparently, the judge threw out a ton of evidence in the Andrew Tate trafficking case. He might be free and clear by the time you hear this. Moving on, rich people get a Zempic and poor people get body positivity. That way, the fatsos don't feel resentment towards those that can actually afford to be thin. But the rich former fatsos don't understand that they'll get bowel disorders. I knew a couple of people on Ozempic, and they were sick and almost dying from it. Fatsos with money think Ozempic is the cheat code until they get cancer or something. The rest of us have to lift weights and eat steaks. Number seven, this is how celebrity girlfriends see their men. Like a walking ATM. And a lot of people wonder why these couples get divorced so much. A woman like this will be in her mid-20s after she divorces with maybe $5 or $10 million in the bank from her ex-husband's assets. Then again, this is probably how many, if not most, women see their men. I wouldn't know because the women I was always with went halves with me on everything. Up next, here's the difference between how men and women experience dating apps. Just use FaceApp to turn yourself into a female and post the picture on dating apps, and hundreds of people will start wanting to poke you and your non-existing schwang. These days, dating apps are where leftover undesirable women end up, or those with insatiable needs for attention. Dating apps are no longer for the average man. They're only good for chats to get booty calls. Why do you think the dating company stocks have cratered? Number 9, it turns out that gay people vape far more than their straight peers, according to research. Maybe it's a way to send each other smoke signals about their sexual orientation or something. Vaping has always been gay, and I guess we now have proof. I think it has to be said that vaping rhymes with gaping. Then again, this might all be an elaborate story to try and get people to stop vaping by calling them gay. Moving on, a woman says that she can cook if someone on keto is looking for a wife. Men are idiots if they're willing to give up their freedom for one fried egg and a steak. I'll bet you anything she doesn't even clean up afterwards and her kitchen is covered in fat meat and cockroaches. Besides, any old moron can overcook a steak and fry an egg sunny side up. Plot twist, she didn't even make this and is just sharing the picture from a cookbook template. Many men are looking for a meal and not a ball and chain. Number 11 are the couples with the lowest divorce rates in America. What I want to know is why black women are so into East Asian guys. Is it because they make good orange chicken? Or possibly because they're the ethnic group with the highest median income? Also, it's quite the downgrade from a black man for them with regards to wedding tackle. In the bedroom, they go from a royal sausage all the way down to a weenie tot. Maybe they want a kid that looks like Tiger Woods. Who knows? Up next, Sam Smith looks like he's going his own way with extra steps. Except he calls it being self-partnered. 20 years ago, we used to just call it jerking off. If this works for tax purposes, please let me know so I can file my self-partnered for the tax savings. Maybe I can even claim myself as a dependent. But this is a win for Sam because he finally found someone just as narcissistic as he is. Himself. It's so sad because he used to make amazing music. Number 13, it looks like the rise and decline of serial killers is understudied. It's a real tragedy that they're disappearing. Because who will women fantasize about now? I think that this explains it quite nicely. There was a time when the mental asylums were being shut down before the prison industrial complex ramped up. When the serial killers thrived. I know the correlation doesn't always equal causation, but it's certainly a possibility. Moving on, Mia Khalifa claims that selling her body on Lonely Fools is better than selling it to the army. Way to go pooping on the heads of all the servicemen and servicewomen in the armed forces. At least if she sold it to the army, she would still have some decency or self-respect left. And if she sold it to the army, at least she wouldn't have to offer 50% off every month just to keep her job. I wonder if she'll ever get back into Palestine and spread the word. Number 15, I wonder what these women mean when they wear these shirts that say you have to go through me first. Victoria here is a single mom of four, so it looks like she knows a thing or two about being run through. But didn't she realize how ironic it was wearing that shirt, given her past, or am I just giving her way too much credit? Looks like she's trying to protect some trans person in that shirt. Up next, according to the New York Times, black women are disillusioned by the election. And some of them have decided to rest. To rest from what exactly? Fried chicken and Mountain Dew. Maybe they're resting from twerking or talking during movies. I guess the police will be getting a short break from wrangling them into the paddy wagon. If they just stay home and sleep, will they be quiet as well? Please. Who knew that being a 304 could be that tiring? Number 17 is the life of a meme and just about everything else. Men create something and over time, it gains mainstream adoption. Once it becomes socially acceptable, then women show up being female chameleons adopting it for the attention. Eventually, they destroy the male culture that created it, so men decide to leave. If you doubt that this is the case, then just ask gamers. It's all about co-opting interesting male spaces and turning them into boring female ones, and then rinse and repeat. Moving on these days, if you're a man that wants to commit and have a relationship with a woman, she'll say no, but you can have sex with her. This is the state of relationships in 2024. More like situationships. More and more women treat sex like handshakes and then wonder why they can't keep a man. Usually it's women that are the gatekeepers of sex and men are the gatekeepers of commitments. It's almost as if women are now rejecting commitments. It sounds kind of bizarre. Number 19 is Kim Kardashian squatting next to Elon Musk's Tesla robotaxi. Is she trying to seduce Elon or something? Then again, she might just be squatting because the washrooms are too far away. If this was in India, someone would have put up a please clean up after your Pajit sign. If she was after Musk, it's too late though, because it looks like Tiffany Fong already gave Elon yellow fever. They aren't technically together, but he sure did like a lot of her posts on X before. Up next, Disney is filming a live-action Moana movie, and it looks like they cast the characters properly for a change. Looks like Dwayne Johnson is wearing a muscle suit. Either that or he took those muscles from John Batista. I think this one will be an actual hit. Regardless, Disney has zero creativity. They either buy IPs or use those in public domain that are part of their fairy tales. Why pay new writers when you can simply rip off the writers from the past for free? Number 21, David Hogg from the Democrat Party is concerned because young men are leaving the party, and he wants to figure out how to bring them back. How about stop shaming men if you want them to come back? Maybe the party shouldn't have called men toxic predators for years and years. Plus, why in the hell would men want to support a communist party that wants to take their property away through heavy taxation? Moving on, here lies wokeness, and it lived from 2015 to 2024. But I don't think it's dead yet. I think it's just wounded and pissed off and is trying to regroup, as you can see with the Democrats trying to figure out a way to recruit men back to its cause. And remember that wounded animals are the most dangerous. Woke is doubling down on crazy with women shaving their heads instead of shaving their pits. I'm glad that the 20th of January is the final nail in the coffin, but the wokies are zombies, and they just keep coming back. Number 23, if you need more proof that women aren't being held accountable, then here's a predatory female police officer who sexually abused a schoolgirl between the ages of 13 and 15, and she spared jail. No matter what they do, they get a peace leave pass. They always tend to downplay women's abuse because they say that women can't rape. In reality, all predators, regardless of gender, race, or sexuality, need to be severely punished. Up next, we have a man that now faces 10 years in prison for doing burnouts on a Rainbow People mural. This guy's a hero and not a villain. The mural looks absolutely ugly regardless of if it glorifies poo pirates or not. This happened in Seattle, so I'm surprised they didn't give him 20 years already. Man molests a mural gets 10 years in prison. Woman molests living, breathing teenage girl and is freed. Number 25 and the last one is Millie Bobby Brown. She's only 20 years old, aging horribly and looks like she's absolutely hit the wall. 11 is starting to look 111. She went straight from being a teenager to a cougar with three kids. I think the only role she'll be able to get after playing Stranger Things is playing a 48-year-old Hamptons housewife and mother. First Starlight and now her. Maybe it's Drake's fault that he somehow stole her entire adolescence. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.